With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Nate's going to join us here. We're going to talk some Rockets basketball. We'll be on Channel 26. Anybody wants to see it? What time? 8:07, which is 2 minutes away. Less than 2 minutes away. It's less than 2 minutes away. It's less than 2 minutes
Lamont
away.
Lamont said an hour in, and Lance and John have not force-fed Texans talk. There's no reason to force-feed Texans talk.
No.
There's not. If there's an interesting topic,
isn't even talking about it on Channel 26.
Yeah. I mean, if there's an interesting topic, that's fine.
What, Chris Clark? What, that Tom Savage has to stop turning the ball over? That was Bill O'Brien's big quote yesterday. I heard it 20 times on 610. What? That really? Tom Savage has to stop turning the ball over. Wow.
Lamont says, oh, come on, Lance. Not the O'Brien changing and revolutionizing the NFL. Did y'all not say the same stuff with Chip Kelly in Philly? Now, there was some of that in Chip Kelly in Philly. I think the difference is we're not talking about a scheme. We are talking about a scheme. We're talking about a coach who finally recognized, partially out of necessity, I need to not try to fit my quarterback into my scheme. I need to fit my scheme around my quarterback strengths. That seems like just basic. Doesn't that seem basic? Hey, let me do what my quarterback does well. That should make me a better offense. Yeah. And they were great. No, they averaged over 30 a game.
Lamont revolutionized blah, blah, blah. He did a great job with Deshaun Watson.
Guys, how's it going? I know that, the Rockets played well last night, 118-97 win. Over the Indiana Pacers right now, I'm at ESPN 97.5 with the guys, John and Lance. They're going to tell you the truth. Oh, John is. John's going to tell you the truth. So is Lance. So first and foremost, I want to ask you, guys playing well, Rockets playing well, James Harden.
Oh, playing great. 17-4. I think, you know, and I was there last night, and the crowd started, it was really late, as usual. The Rockets crowd is always late arriving, but they did show up. It was a nice crowd on hand, excitable. It was the Indiana Pacers. It's hard to tell. They're not the Cleveland Browns, but they're a really bad basketball team.
Yeah.
They're not good. So I don't know that that's any indication, but 17-4 is, we'll tell you. I'm starting to believe that this team can compete, actually, for a championship.
You know what a big difference is that Clint Capella's grown up. Huh. He was 22-13 yesterday, yep. But Clint Capella's gotten stronger, gotten more physical. I mean, when he came into the team, he was 19 years old. So, yeah, he's physically going to fill out. But he's filled out, but he is a much bigger factor now from a defensive standpoint, shot blocking. He's more of a rim protector. And he is on a consistent basis. How many double-doubles is this now? 11 double-doubles already on the season? I mean, this is not something that they've had for a little while.
No, this is something, and as a matter of fact, we were talking about this last night at the game, is that this is a guy that you have to keep. And it's not an either-or, though. It's like, well, do you keep Eric Gordon? Or you're going to have to go over the cap for this guy. You just have to. I don't know. He's going to be he's athletic. He's perfect for this basketball team.
He's going to be expensive, isn't he?
He's going to be really expensive. Man. No. Dude is going to be – there's going to be max offers out there for him.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is really – usually when you bring in a superstar with another superstar, it takes a little while. It hasn't taken any while. Chris Paul subjugates his game for the betterment of the team. And a lot of guys won't do that.
Russell Westbrook is a guy. I'm not sure people can play with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you can't just collect stars around him.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to. His game is his game. Chris Paul, you can collect stars. He's played with stars over in with the Clippers. It's no problem. He'll do whatever he has to do. For me, the Chris Paul move has nothing to do with November, December, even January. It's February on. That's why they have to keep him healthy and be smart with him. Chris Paul is there for one reason. Try to get over the hump. He's there to add leadership, and he's another guy who you're hoping that he can give you that what you need, that extra something to win in the playoffs at a higher level.
And it was interesting, and the and not only that, the leadership is huge, but when James is off the floor, you still can play at a high level. Actually, you can play as well, and sometimes maybe we've seen when James is off the floor, sometimes you're even better.
It was a coin flipper in the past when James left the
floor. But not anymore.
No question. Rockets are 12-1 in the month of November. They continue to roll. We're live from ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1 with John and Lance. Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News.
And Nate is looking, and he's looking, and he's still looking at the looking. He's looking at the people. And
we are done.
All right.
See, all
right. We are done. The 18T, you got to do that at 9.
The
you
what?
You got to. 18th, the golf talk.
Oh.
You got to do it, man.
Where's Melissa? She's not there today.
Well, Melissa, is Melissa not there? Melissa's not there today.
Well, she's the
I've
one
been
that
out
likes
all morning.
It. You have been. Where you been?
But you know what? We were actually at Toyota Center earlier.
And so, you came here to do the show instead of the Toyota Center where actually people, athletes are and stuff happens?
There's nobody down there right now, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that, but it's still where things happen.
Yeah.
They
sent us down there in the dark.
They did.
You know, and then we come to the light and hang with you guys, which
That's
is
nice.
Where we prefer to be.
That's nice.
My favorite part of that whole segment was Lance Zierlein's name being spelled.
Yeah. They just guessed on it.
They did.
Somebody just sent Zierline. It's like, sounds like it.
Uh-oh.
Z-I-E-R-L.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
It is a big deal.
It's I-E and then E-I, right?
I guarantee you, mm-hmm. Lance will fix that.
No, you will. I'm not. Yeah. It's not that.
Yeah. Somebody just, ought to check before they just, you know, whatever. I think it sounds like this.
We'll fix that.
Thanks, Mike. Guys. Mike has accused me. Oh, I know how sponsorships work. I doubt he actually drinks Coors Light on
You'd
the reg.
Wrong. You'd be wrong.
It's similar to how James Harden signed the Adidas deal, but still wears Nike on his own time.
No, he doesn't.
Not the case here, pal. Pally. I'm
so
going to go
James
Pally.
James did that before his Adidas deal officially kicked in.
Yeah. Well, he had to keep on wearing Nike because he was still under contract with Nike.
Is that what
and
it was?
Up until that was done, then he could put the Adidas on.
Now he's so all in on Adidas because Nike's the new provider for uniforms. He covers the Nike logo on his socks. He can't do it on uniform. That's a fine, I guess. But on his socks, he doesn't allow the Nike logo to show. That's how all in he is on Adidas. And that's how all in you are on Coors.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, this is not even, and people have been, you probably, yes, I really do. Really? I have, yes. If they don't have Coors Light, it's very disappointing to me. And it's actually not even understandable how you can have a bar or serve liquor in any place and not have Coors Light there. It's ridiculous to me. It's embarrassing for your place. Who's that? Pasadena Joe? Let's get Pasadena Joe in. He wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Pasadena Joe?
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Fine. I want to talk about Tillman Fertitta, the Houston Rockets owner.
Yeah, Tillman Fertitta?
Yeah. I heard that he wants to own an expansion franchise NHL team. Will that happen? And what name would it be? Is it name it? Would it be like Houston Comets or something else? Or?
So, Tillman is looking to get the NHL here.
I don't think it would be Houston Comets. I don't think you would be looking at Houston Comets as a name.
I think that would be cool if it was the Houston Comets.
It's a name that goes synonymous with winning.
It is. 4 championships. Why wouldn't you not want to be a winner? What are you going to name them? Houston Texans? No. What did they win?
Oilers?
No. What did they win? I'd rather name it the Comets. Because that would be awesome, because they won. Now.
It existed already.
Yeah, it did.
That franchise existed already.
Right.
Yeah, but in a completely different sport, so who cares?
Yeah. The Comet. Oh, so there's no, you can't name your team the Tigers.
Do you want NHL, like, This always was funny to me. People who are like anti-soccer, if you don't watch it, like, why do you care? Yeah. That's why I can't get upset. I don't care if NHL comes here. I really don't.
Since I've been in this business for a while now, I've never been in an NHL city. So I don't know. Mark Berman is pissed because I don't have any contacts. I don't have any NHL contacts.
You grew up in an NHL city. Chicago was bonkers 2 years ago or three years ago when I went there in a Blackhawks.
It's wonderful.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't care if we have an NHL team, if you want to know the truth.
I don't either.
It'll be cool. And I'll watch.
But I don't want them to stay.
I don't
out.
Watch the NHL now because you're right. We don't have a dog in the fight.
No.
So we would have something else to watch. And I guess
at this time of the year, would there be something else to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, and it starts early, dude. It's the hard part is going to be, football season. It's the end of September. It's September, and they're playing hockey already. Wow.
The Texans are in town, so no one's going to be excited about them. So at least there'll be hockey to watch.
Yeah, well, Deshaun's coming back.
We sure about that?
Yeah. You know, I hear that more and more. We got to get this on the other side. I hear that more and more. Why is everybody assuming that Deshaun is coming back? I hear that so many people say that.
Coming back, to play football?
Well, that he's just going to be fine. Everybody's just assuming he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I am.
I am, too.
Why? It's an ACL. What? He already had one. And then all he did was rip Alabama's.
No, right. That's what I said. Well, now it's two. Now it's two. It ain't one anymore.
That just means that he's probably going to be twice as deadly now.
That's generally
how
it works.
That's what I said.
That's how it works, yes.
Well, if he was that good with just one, how about two? Yeah.
Two ACL?
No, yeah. That Deshaun's was my argument. But unfortunately, now nobody's buying that. Let's do it on the other side.
That's not a problem if you tear your ACL when you're just running in practice.
You mean from wear and tear? ACL tear is not a big deal.
Wear a brace.
It was for Teddy Bridgewater. It was horrible.
He hasn't played since 2016. Yeah, right. 15.
Oh,
15.
He also got a case injury.
Yeah.
Case won't let him on the field.
Right. So I was just talking about Coors Light and how in love I am with Coors Light. And if you know me and if you've been out with me, you know that it's the truth. And so many doubters on Twitter, but that's what they do. They're just trolling me. They just want to, you don't really, yes, I really do. Yes, I really, really do. And I give up all alcohol for Lent, and Coors Light might as well go out of business, okay? Me and my boy Chad, we don't drink Coors Light during Lent, and I think their sales decreased by about 40 or 50%. I'm not, nationally, and I'm not even joking. 102 calories, 5 carbs per 12 ounces. So, yeah, I mean, this is a non-carb beer. Well, what about this non-carb beer, okay? 5 carbs per 12 ounces. Hey, you know, when you're starting to get up, when you drink a 12-pack, you're starting to get up around 60 carbs, but that's awesome. That's fine. Another cool thing is you can get the Coors Light XP app. It's a lifestyle deal, okay? Exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear, all at Coors Light XP app. I downloaded it. It's my lifestyle. Always lagered, filtered, packaged cold, making Coors Light the world's most refreshing beer. You'll love it. If you drink Coors Light, you're going to get addicted to Coors Light like I am. Go to Coors Light. Go get the app. Whatever your mountain climb on, Coors Light. Drink responsibly.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back after this break.